been a hell of a couple of days for Thulk Spinechewer. First, that stupid halfling interrupted some top-quality banter with Twinkle. Then he has to spend the next 24 hours looking for some beardless dwarf. And then to cap the whole affair, he gets knocked out by that very same dwarf and left under the Midgate Bridge. Then he wakes up to a bunch of halflings splashing water in his face. He suppresses his gut reaction to throttle the little bastards and gets to his feet. It is then that he notices his dead-eye associates had left him high and dry. Things just keep getting better.
You're lucky you're paying me, you tiny shits.
Did you at least find out where they're holding Loretta? It's that same little fucker that hired him. The one who messed up his night at the Blind Crow.
Oh, me! I'm fine! Thanks for your concern. Being held at the jail. The lower garrison, they moved her.
Well, don't you think we checked there? No one there has any idea who she even is. Upper and lower garrisons. Once Thulk is horizontal again, he suppresses the urge to pitch the little bleeders into the river. He starts to make his way out of the entrance to the underbridge, wading through halflings. They follow. We paid you to get real information, and here you are lounging under a bridge.
Wait a goddamn second. How did you find me down there? Were you little bastards watching me?
Well, we paid a lot of gold and had to make sure you did the job.
Oh, that's it. No amount of gold is worth this. You fuckers get out of my way or you'll be sorry.
As Thulk Spinechewer spins around, the halflings surround him. Oh, are you going to fight all of us? Come on, folks, we can take this giant oaf. As things start to heat up, Thulk begins to realize that he might be in over his head. The angry halflings start moving towards him, brandishing all manner of farming tools. As he brings up his fist to answer the first blow, he catches sight of a large shape moving rapidly at him in the middle of the bustling market street.
Look out!
One of the halflings yells as a horse-drawn carriage streaks through the mob. A whole mass of folk move in unison to one side as the vehicle passes them at breakneck speed. The whole thing was truly surreal. And just then, like some bizarre twist of fate, Thulk spots a familiar face in the carriage.
I don't fucking believe it. You want him? There he is!
Thulk Spinechewer thinks to himself.
That is the last time I ever want to lay my eyes on that beardless twat.
Welcome, welcome! We are the Architects of Entropy, and this is episode 15, and we have split the party. This is the second part of our party split. Last time, we spent most of the episode with Razor and Dorathius, played by our friend Scott, and had a really interesting meeting with the Temple Master. On the other side of things, we have our friend Zika, Kiernan, and Grelb, the Gargantuan. We're getting ready to go to break Loretta Bumblecrouch out of the prison cell under the Temple of the Forge. So we will pick back up with them right now. It's morning. You have Grelb. You have this barrel and whatever other things you want to bring with you, and you're heading to the temple. I'm assuming. Tell me what the initial plan is.
I'm going to put my longbow with some arrows in the barrel.
Yeah.
And short sword. We can put our weapons in the barrel.
Yeah, Grelb is going to put his, let me see here. He's got a big ass sword. It might not. But he has other weapons. He has theoretically some smaller weapons. He puts a not nearly as big, but fairly decent sized maul and a couple of hand axes in there. The maul's about as big a thing as you're going to get in the barrel. And here's the thing about longbows. They're like 6 feet long.
6 feet, yeah.
They're very long.
I can put short swords.
So what do you look like right now, Kiernan?
So I would probably, if I can look around for nondescript person carrying these barrels around.
Yeah, you can take the personage of someone you've seen doing menial labor. You look like another human, just not yourself.
Right.
Okay, When you do this transformation, are you doing this in front of people?
I am not. Okay. I would go off and do it by myself. All right.
Alrighty. And Zika, how are you going to do this?
I'm going to spend my time in Kiernan's pocket.
Okay. Alrighty, so on the way, Krub was just like, man, that is really, like, is it like putty or makeup? I mean, how do you do it? It's crazy. It's like you're a whole other person.
Well, that's a little bit of everything, actually.
Wow.
Lucky just say, he's... like, one thing. Like, it's just lipstick. Nothing else.
Yeah. Lucky you, Grub, is not super smart. So, you know, he has no reason to not believe you. So you guys are approaching the temple. There's a big front entrance there. There's a few acolytes out front seeing to the shrubbery around the building and just doing menial labor. And you approach. All right. Delivery?
Yeah.
Do we have anything today? I don't know, we have stuff all the time. What you got there?
Looks to be some kind of alcohol.
Yep, sounds about right to me. All right, well, go on in.
Thanks.
And you said the magic word, which is alcohol.
I figured.
So you head in the main hall. You know that you're eventually going to have to go down a level into the area where the cells and storage is. Mm-hmm. As you get there, you'll see the courtyard. Just a big, wide open space, and you see a bunch of young dwarves, and they are standing in rows in formation, and they have large maul-like clubs, and they are just smashing away at these figures made out of logs, marching and yelling and making all kinds of noise. And you see standing at the front, giving them orders, you actually see Emir Forgecloak, weirdly enough, and it looks like he's actually doing something. He has on this very pristine looking suit of the vestments that are very practical looking. They're like loose fitting, like practice clothes, but they're very, very nice looking. And he is yelling in Dwarven, shouting a one word command, and then they get in a different formation, and one word command, they get in a different formation. And at his side, walking around the outer perimeter, watching people and making note, is Grenna. As you make your way around there, Umir doesn't seem to notice you, but Grenna seems to catch the eye of Relb. At first, she just sees this goblin, and she's like, okay. And then she kind of looks like, wait a second, I think I've seen that guy before. You can either go directly through the courtyard or around the outside of it to get where you need to go. I'm assuming you're probably not going down through the middle of it as you will draw more attention. So at a point where you get on the outside behind like a pillar, she disappears off the scene and intercepts you guys. She goes up to Grell. Hey, do I know you? Kiernan? Is that you?
Yeah.
What are you? And she looks back over where Umir is and then back to, are you doing the thing?
We're doing the thing. Is Sabina around?
As far as I know, she is in her quarters, which is on the other side of the temple near where Umir sleeps. I usually see her in the morning and then not for a lot of the day. So as far as I know, she is not down there. She's usually not down there. But. All right, I know that Ordrum didn't want me involved, but here, come with me. And then she leads you around to her office, essentially. Goes over to a big ring of keys. Okay, this is the key to the door. Sabina has one, obviously, so she would. Wow, when you said you could, I mean...
Just don't ask.
All right.
Can you tell us exactly where the room is?
It's a little bit of a maze to get to it, but it's just one hallway off of a row of cells, and it's dead center in the hallway, and there's just a little hall that ends in a large stone door, and that door goes down to the prison cells. You go down there, and it's pretty much just one shot. You go down the stairs, and then at the bottom of the stairs, there's a gate that key should also open, and then there's a row of five prison cells on each side, and just a straight shot. There's nothing else there. It's very simple. Once you're down there, it's kind of hard to not be seen. There's a lot of places you can run around and hide before you get there, but once you get to that hallway and that door, it's pretty much just, it's why I haven't been able to get down there, because there's no way to hide once you're there. So Most of the acolytes are either in drill or working in the forge, so none of them should be in their cells, and the general cells aren't locked. So if you need a place to duck into, you should be able to duck into really any cell before you get there if someone's coming. But once you're down there, I mean, you're down there. So if you think you can do it, do it. How are you thinking getting her out of here?
This barrel.
All right. I guess we can work with that. Well, good luck. I won't be far, but, you know, I have to watch my involvement in this. So, and she looks over at Grail, but then she looks back at you. It's like, is he going to be okay?
He's going to be all right. Plan B if needed.
Well, let's hope we don't need him.
Yes.
Yeah, is there anything else you need to know before you go down there?
I don't think so. I'm going to pull out Zika.
I can't talk in this form, so.
I can talk to you, though.
Oh, yeah. You speak with animals? You can.
Yep. All right. Any other questions?
Ask their names, the names of the guards.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, so we know one of the guards' names is Voltus. Do you know what the other three might be?
Oh, yes, yes. Voltus, he's kind of the... I mean, they're all the same rank, but he's kind of the one who's in charge. The biggest dick, I guess. It's generally how it works. There's Justinius. He's, you know, he's not so bad. I mean, of all of them, he seems to be the one who's, like, the nicest, I guess. And then there's Lucian. He's kind of quiet. And Tiberius. He's kind of a kiss-ass. And he describes them to you, and they kind of match up with the people you seem to remember from before. But yeah, Voltus seems to be the one who's generally in charge, and at any time there's at least going to be two of them down there. Her personal guard is Clytus, and he's always with her. He's never really down there. But she does seem to defer to Voltus most of the time. That's about the only difference she puts between them. Well, good luck, and if things go bad, just run. Just run, and I'll deal with it.
Thank you. I hope it doesn't come to that.
Yeah, me too. All right. Yeah, this is happening. Okay.
Try to stay calm. It's going to be all right.
Well, there's your door. And she points down a hallway to the door where the deliveries go.
Thank you, ma'am.
So you head to that door, and you head down there. And you get to the stairs, there's really nobody there. You go down a long set of stone stairs, and you get to a series of hallways that snake out in all kinds of directions. There's four main hallways, and you can see about 100 feet or so down is the hallway where you need to get to. The storerooms are right near where the staircase goes down.
We'll probably duck into one of those.
Okay, so you go into the storeroom, and there's a lot of crates and barrels and mostly, like, foodstuffs and general supplies down here. There's no, like, weapons or anything. Just a general day-to-day stuff, consumables. You don't see anybody as of now, so.
Take off the lid of the barrel, take out the weapons, get the barrel ready for a quick depositing of Loretta.
Yeah, you have all that ready. Rel has got his maul, just kind of puts it at his back, and the hand axe is at his side. It's a plan here, boss.
You wait here. If anything happens, you'll probably hear it, so you can come running out if there's a problem. I'm going to disguise myself right now, Sabina, and I'll head out there and get Loretta.
All right. And he just stands there and stares at you.
I'll go off into a corner where it's dark, and I'll change. I'll take a little bit of time. I'll make a little noise, so it seems like I'm actually doing something.
Actually, give me a deception.
Is this me avoiding detection?
This is you convincing him that you're doing something other than just magically changing into someone.
Okay, I rolled a 7 then.
All right, so you take some time, you shuffle around with stuff. Zika, where are you while this is going on?
I am in Kiernan's pocket.
So you do all that, and as you come out, Grail just kind of looks. You don't see any change in him. He looks just as, like, wow. So are you basically dressed the same way you saw her? She had on this armor, basically?
Something that's a little more casual, the way that she would have been when she was talking to us the last time, I guess.
Yeah, you pull it off.
Great.
All right, well, good luck, I guess. I mean, if you want to give an insight roll to see if Grelb is in any way wise to what's going on.
I will try. I got a 17 on that.
Okay. He does not seem to know any more or less than he did before.
Marvelous.
So you think your 7 actually beat what he rolled? Don't worry about the distance. I can bridge it pretty quickly. And you look and he has his shiny red boots.
Ah.
He's got his boots of springing and jumping.
Well, I have no doubt, but please be patient. Don't act rashly.
No. If I hear something, I will come out. But until then, I'm just a guy putting stuff away.
All right. Well, the hope is we'll be back in a few moments.
All right. You make your way out, and the hallway is still clear. So you are walking the 100-foot corridor of cell doors. It's just a lot of very plain wooden doors down here.
We'll do my best to walk as majestically and aloof as I can.
Okay. So you get about 80 feet down close to the corner, and one of the cell doors opens, and a very fidgety dwarf is brushing over his vestments and stuff, and it looks very frantic. He's got this wooden club, like the ones you saw outside, and it's very obvious that this gentleman is late for drill, and he almost runs into you. Oh, my lady, is everything okay?
I'll just cock an eyebrow. Move along. It seems you're running late.
Give me a deception.
15?
Okay. Okay. And he just looks terrified and then runs off. It gets out of your way. So after this little break happens, you are able to get down to the intersection. And then there's about another like 20 feet or so between you and that stone door.
Keep moving.
All right.
Quick but majestic pace.
Okay. And as you approach the door, give me a perception roll.
Can Zika do this too? Or just
me? Oh, yeah. Both of you. Yeah. Sorry. I'm forgetting you're there. You're there.
That is a 21.
That is a 20.
Alrighty. As you approach the door, you hear the sound of muffled voices talking loudly underneath you, but you can't really make out what they're saying.
All right, I will put the key in the lock.
All right. As you unlock the door, those muffled noises stop.
Did I interrupt?
All right, so you are at the top of the stairs.
Okay.
Are you saying this as you're coming down or right as you open the door?
Is there anybody there?
Not right there, because there's a staircase, and then when you get to the bottom, there's a row of cells.
I'll say it loudly, and then proceed. Yeah.
Okay. And then you hear, no, ma'am, everything is fine.
Really?
Yes, ma'am. You're just, everything is fine. And as you come down the stairs, you will see, like Grenna said, there's just a row of these cell doors. And you see standing in the hallway two soldiers, what appears to be Voltus and Justinius. And
I need to intervene in then, Justinius?
The both of you can give me an insight roll if you can see them.
It's an 18.
Okay.
I probably wouldn't be able to see if I'm in a pocket.
Yeah. Okay. Voltus looks, you can get the sense that he's kind of just pulled himself together quickly, but he's a little bit red-faced. But Justinius looks kind of terrified. No, everything is fine, ma'am. Is there anything you need?
I need to speak with the halfling.
Give me a deception.
Come on. Natural 20! 24.
Yeah.
All right. Boy, did you pick a roll to make. Yes, ma'am, of course. Justinius stands at attention, and Voltus pulls out a key and goes to the end of the hallway on the right, slowly opens the door to the cell, and Justinius looks worried.
I give Justinius a really hard stare.
As you do that, his face just goes blank and just stares straight ahead. He is completely terrified. Basically like, oh shit, I got busted having feelings.
Okay. I'll then proceed down to the cell.
Okay. Yeah, so you get to the end of the cell. Voltus is standing there at attention at the side of the cell. And you look in the cell and there is just a tiny pallet of straw. And all the way back in the corner, it's this tiny shape of this tiny person just kind of folded over. And she is not moving or reacting to anything.
I will try to contain my anger and sorrow. Get her up.
Yes, ma'am. And Boltis goes into the cell and just thrusts his hand down basically into the pile of person and just pulls her up by her collar and just holds her in the air. She looks awful. She is emaciated. She seems to be barely conscious. She's wearing this kind of makeshift toga, and it's filthy. She smells horribly.
Put her down.
He just drops her, and she falls on her knees, and then she looks up and sees you, and then she stands to attention. It's hard for her to do. Like, you can kind of feel her bones cracking as she does it, but she stands to that same kind of pose of attention, and then she throws her hand to her chest and thrusts her fists out in a salute, and then puts her fist to the side, and then puts her eyes down. What would you have of me, ma'am?
Come with me. And I'll spin on my heel, not say anything to Voltis, and I will start to walk back down the hallway.
She doesn't move. And then at that point, Voltis' head just kind of snaps around, just like, independent, this has never happened before.
Mm-hmm.
Ma'am, you're taking the prisoner?
I'm sorry, are you questioning me?
Give me an intimidate.
That's an 18.
No, ma'am, of course. And he snaps at Loretta. And she steps forward. She takes three very pained steps and then just collapses. And then Voltis spins around and goes, "To your feet, soldier! You are being called for!" And Loretta pulls herself up. It's taking every ounce of strength for her to have just to stand. She's so weak. She gets to her feet. She walks another three steps and then hits the ground. And when that happens, Voltis pulls this truncheon out and pulls it up like he is going to just beat her.
I'll hold out my hand. I need her to be able to follow me.
And I will need a deception.
20.
Man!
Whew.
You are getting the right rolls at the right time.
I have a pretty good deception.
I would imagine you do, considering. Yes. Voltis points over to Justinius, and Justinius goes over to Loretta and more gently pulls her up and puts his hand down and holds her hand and leads her.
Okay.
And Voltis looks disgusted by this, but trying not to betray it because he is following your orders. Definitely looks very confused, but he's not daring to do anything at this point. Having him walk her out of there?
Mm-hmm. When we get to the end of the hallway, I will give him a look. Go back to your post.
Yes, ma'am. He lets go of her hand, and she is very weak and trying to stand up without his help, and he goes back to his post. You're pretty sure that if somebody doesn't help her, she's just going to fall down again?
Can they see me at this point?
Oh, yeah. It's a straight shot. There's no place to hide.
Okay. I will keep moving. You need to follow me.
She's able to get to the steps, but when she reaches the stairs, she collapses on them.
Are we out of eyesight at this point?
You're out of eyesight of Voltis.
Okay.
Justinius could still see you out of the corner of his eyes if he looks down there. Right now, he's starting to get attention, just staring straight ahead of him.
I will nudge her with my boot, get up, and I'm actually going to try to do a Cure Wounds on her.
Okay. You can do the spell, but I'm going to need you to give me a deception roll at disadvantage, just because you're also now hiding, casting a spell that has verbal and semantic components.
Yeah. Okay, that was good. We'll see how bad I do in the second one.
Okay.
That was a 21.
All right.
And this one is a 17.
Okay. You are somehow able to do the incantation under your breath and do most of the hand gestures outside of his view. And then you kind of like hit her with your foot and put your hand down there just out of view to touch her and cover the little glow of the healing. She looks up at you as she undoubtedly feels this.
I press my finger to my lips. And that's, I give her a lot of hit points, but four.
Okay. Okay. And she looks up at you and she just looks confused. She gets to her feet and is still pretty weak, but she's able to at least get up the stairs.
Okay.
Or as you get close to the top of the stairs, give me a perception roll.
13.
Okay. You're able to get up out of the stairs and close the door. She just kind of looks up. What is...
You need to trust me.
Are you using your voice or hers?
I will use my voice, actually.
You don't really think she noticed the change in voice, but she looks very scared. I've been doing the drills as much as I can, like you said, and I have been studying the words.
Don't worry now, Loretta. Okay? No talking. Mm-hmm. Just trust me.
And as these words escape your lips, you hear boots coming down the other side of the hall.
Okay, I will move her along quickly to our secret room.
As you pull around the corner, you see the other end of the hallway, three figures are about 100 feet down. They're human. You can't really make them out, but there are three people, vaguely flowy clothes. You're not sure if they noticed you or not. They're not moving any faster, but they are definitely heading down this way.
Is there a door I can duck into?
Yes, there is a door you can duck into.
I will do that.
Okay, just give me a stealth.
We have 15.
You duck into a cell, just push a door open, close it, and you're in a, literally just as a room with a little cot and a little desk and a chair. There's hardly anything there, and there's no one in there. It's a dark room. And as you listen, you hear boots coming down the hallway, and you hear a voice that is unmistakably Sabina's.
Oh, shit.
I've had this talk before. Justinius is too soft, identifying with our guest. I do not think he is right for this position anymore. Clytus, I will need you to intervene. Discipline is going to need to be severe for this one. As they get about to the point of the intersection, she just stops. Did you see that?
What, ma'am?
I think someone else is down here. And you hear boots approaching your door.
I'm going to try to quietly push Loretta under the cot.
Okay.
And then I will shift into an acolyte.
Okay. You can very quickly access that crazy acolyte you saw before. And then the door swings open to that cell.
Is there a problem?
And you see Sabina standing there in the doorway with two other soldiers next to her, her personal assistant and one of the other guards. And she looks down at you. Who else is in here with you?
No one. Ma'am, lady, my lady, mistress.
Give me a deception.
Eight.
Okay.
No, the luck couldn't go forever.
Yeah, couldn't go forever. Yeah.
What are you hiding here? I know there's someone else here. I saw someone come in here. A human. Someone else.
Oh.
I will jump out of Kieran's pocket as a rat or as a mouse or whatever and kind of like skitter around a little bit and then jump up into Kieran's hand.
Okay. You do that. And as you fly out of his pocket, Sabina just lets out a reflex of like, ah! And then you hear a door down the other end of the hallway open.
Oh, no.
Here I come! And then...
Oh, shit.
And then Grelb was flying down the hallway to your rescue. But we're going to cut away from that scene and get back to our friend Razor, who is right now urging the horses to go faster, faster! Yes, in a carriage, streaking across the upper half of Malshar. You are coming from the meeting with the Temple Master, where she seemed to have some flash of insight that your friends might need you. So Dorathius kindly let you have his carriage, and the carriage is wheeling its way through the streets of the upper half. People are jumping out of the way of this carriage as it moves very, very quickly. And then you get to the middle bridge, which is where you had your brief encounter on the other side with folk spine chewer and a few completely ineffectual bandits that never actually did anything.
Which is the name of their gang, by the way. The completely ineffectual
bandits. Really ineffectual bandits, yes. But as you cross the middle bridge, as you know, the guards that check you in when you're coming from the lower half, they completely leave you alone when you're leaving the upper half and going to the lower half, because nobody cares about who comes into the lower half. So luckily you don't get stopped by guards on your way to the middle bridge. And as you reach the marketplace, your carriage has the same issue that you had, where all the stalls and tents of the market are kind of leaking out onto the street. The carriage just has to wind around and has to play Snake. Remember Snake from the old cell phones? That's what it's doing. It's playing Snake.
I was thinking Frogger.
Frogger! That's way better.
Frogger. Or perhaps Brick Breaker.
Or Brick Breaker.
It's choosing to run over some hovels and ignore others.
If you're under the age of at least 35, go to your local library and ask about these things.
Yeah, for those of you under 35, a library is a building.
They have physical books?
Yeah. Even that reference is so old, nobody would even get the go to your local library reference. But as you pass through this area, the carriage driver deftly slips past shoppers and stalls and all kinds of chaos. And that's where I would like you, Razor, to give me a perception.
That's a 12.
Okay, so as you're just leaving the marketplace, you will catch out of the corner of your eye a few figures coming out of this area where there's a big shady tree, and you will notice a bunch of very small people and one very large person. And as you go by, you hear the very large person say, "There he is!" And the carriage winds its way through the streets of Malshar, and as you head into the Temple District, you will flash back to our other heroes. I'm going to need everyone to roll initiative.
22.
I got a 21.
Nice.
And that is a 15 for Greld. Alrighty, so setting the scene, you are in the doorway of a cell. Kiernan is in the guise of a dwarf priest. Loretta is hidden under the bed of the dwarf priest. Sabina is standing right in front of you. Her chief guard and another guard are with her. And Zika, in the form of a mouse, you are launching yourself out of Kiernan's pocket. And as you did that, Sabina let out a uncontrollable cry, or brief little yelp, and that seemed to trigger Grelb, who jumped out of the storage room that's down at the other end of the hallway, and yelled, "Here I come!" So that's where we're at right now. So first up is Zika.
I'm actually going to wait and see what Kiernan does before I just completely bust out of everything. So I'll wait till after Kiernan.
Okay.
I'm going to hold.
Okay, Kiernan. So Kiernan, what are you going to do?
Okay. Sorry, Kiernan.
Zika, no, it's okay. Have you been spotted yet? A mouse? Has the mouse been spotted yet?
Yes, the mouse has definitely been spotted because Sabina yelled out when she saw this mouse jump out of this dwarf's pocket. Not like a eek eek a mouse, oh my god, save me. More like a startled, what the fuck was that? Kind of yell. But that was enough to make that other thing happen. So
there's one guard with Sabina?
There are two guards with Sabina. There is Clytus, her personal guard, and one of the other guards.
I'm still going to try to talk to her. My lady, I'm so sorry. I will be on my way right now. Please excuse my absence outside.
Give me a deception. This is going to be a disadvantage because of the situation, so... Yeah. The whole situation has gotten very weird.
8.
So that happens. So then we will go to Zika, unless you're going to keep holding.
I'll wait and see if what Kiernan said landed with Sabina or not.
Okay, so next in the order to go is Grelb. So Grelb is flying down the hallway. He is pretty far. However, when he gets about the end of his regular movement, he launches his feet up in the air and he clears about another 30 foot of a long jump.
Wow.
and winds up at Sabina, and he is, well, let's see. I'm going to see if he is clever enough to notice that anything is weird. That's a 4. He's not very smart. He is going to do a fighter thing where when he gets to the end of his action, he is going to use a Battlemaster ability called an Action Surge, and he is going to use that to take an attack in his bonus action, and he is going to strike down at the guard to the right of Sabina. Right now, there's essentially one on either side of her. And he comes down and just whiffs this guy. Just clean misses. And then the guards will go. Seeing this crazed goblin just attack them, they will, weirdly enough, throw themselves both in front of Sabina and attack Grelb. So Grelb comes flying down the hallway, does this super jump, lands in front of the guards, attempts to smash one of them with a maul, misses him completely. The two guards will jump in front of Sabina, shielding her, and take thwacks on our friend Grelb. They're drawing short swords because they're not walking around with big giant spears. So they're going to attack our friend. Oh, wow. Okay. Well, they both hit him. So they go into a defensive position, draw their short swords, and just plunge them into the goblin and do a bunch of damage. And next is Sabina. And Sabina, who is noticeably upset and kind of confused at the situation, looks down at you, Kiernan, the dwarf, does not seem to buy your, I'm sorry, let me get out of here, but has no reason to believe that you are anything else other than what you are. She will attempt to grab you. You're not going anywhere. And she reaches out with her hands and attempts to grab you. So she clumsily tries to grab you.
Okay.
However, she has now interposed herself in the doorway, so there's really no going around her at this point. The guards are on the other side of her, on the other side of the door.
Right.
Now that that's happened, Zika, are you going to use your held action?
I am going to crawl under the bed where Loretta is, and I will come out of wild shape there.
Okay.
So that hopefully they don't see.
Okay. Oh, yeah. So the mouse runs under the bed. Nobody's really looking at the mouse right now, weirdly enough. So next to go in turn order is actually Loretta.
By the way, as soon as I unwild shape, I'll just kind of do like a shush motion with my fingers at Loretta.
Okay. Loretta is in rough shape right now, so I'm going to see if she notices you doing that.
Right. Makes sense.
Just because she's has a couple levels of exhaustion on her, so it's just not a lot she can do.
Right.
She confusedly crawls out from under the bed, and that's about all she can do. The question is whether anyone notices her at this point. Yeah, you try to shush her, and she's got that thousand-yard stare, but
yeah.
The only thing she seems to be reacting to is whenever Sabina's voice is heard, she is reacting very strongly to that. However, we're going to go back up to the top of the order. Dika, it is actually your turn, because you are actually at the top of the order.
This will be kind of a gamble, I suppose, but...
Well, life's a gamble.
Yeah, I'm going to cast Fog Cloud, which should fill up this whole area nicely.
Oh, God, this is going just... I knew no matter what, it was going to go in a direction that I was not... This is great. Alrighty, so yeah, you cast Fog Cloud, and please tell us all about Fog Cloud.
Pillows of fog will billow out from underneath the bed and fill up the room. They'll start pouring out a little into the hallway. Just a nice obscuring fog.
Okay, so mechanically, what does that do?
It's a 20-foot radius sphere of fog centered on a point within range. It spreads around corners. The area is heavily obscured. And if it happens to be wind down here, it will disperse it. But I don't think there's a lot of wind.
There's no wind down here. So essentially, anyone within the fog is suffering from the blinded condition. It means you can't see, automatically fail any ability checks that require sight. Attack rolls against a creature who is blinded have advantage. Attack rolls that creatures has disadvantage. So right now, no one can see anything inside of the fog.
And then with my move, I am just going to, knowing as best I can of the layout from what we saw, is I'm just going to kind of make break for it.
Okay.
I will grab Loretta's hand and kind of tug her along as well and kind of stumble our way out and into the hall.
Okay. So you cast the fog. Fog fills up the area. You're going to grab Loretta.
Yeah.
And run
stumble
out.
Toward the door.
Stumble towards the door. Okay. So here's the thing. Your basic action is to cast the spell.
Right.
If you want to grab Loretta and then move out, you need some kind of bonus action that lets you do one of those things.
Okay, then I'll just get to Loretta and okay. grab her.
So
and
you'll grab Loretta and, okay.
and whisper in her ear, we're getting out of here.
Alrighty, so Zika makes a cloud and grabs Loretta and whispers in her ear. What are you whispering in her ear?
Go, let's get out of here.
Okay, and then we go to Kiernan. Kiernan, can't see anything. You know that Sabina is right in front of you.
Yes. I'm going to actually attempt to maybe leg sweep her, trip her, so that I can move past her and maybe she'll knock into one of the guards if I'm lucky.
Okay. Go ahead and give me a unarmed attack and it will be a disadvantage.
So that would have been an 11 with a blind disadvantage.
You leg sweep in front of you and you don't make contact.
Okay.
Okay, so we go to Grelb, who all of a sudden is having trouble seeing things, but he still feels pretty good about where those guards are. So he's going to take another attempt to whack, and once again, he misses. He rolled a 24, and then he rolled a 9. So he is wailing away at nothing right now and yelling, "If you got her, take her and run!" And then we will go to guards who also can't see anything. Some things happen you don't see. And I'm going to just roll some dice here for no particular reason. There's a lot of shuffling noise and... Actually, you know what? Give me perception rolls just for hearing, so you don't need to do any disadvantage rolls. It's just hearing perception. And I'll tell you what you hear from the next few actions.
I only got 8.
Okay.
Got a 22.
Okay. Zika, you're focusing all your concentration on grabbing Loretta and trying to make a break for it. Kiernan, however, your eagle ears, you hear one of the guards say, "I'm getting you out of here, ma'am." And another one go, "Pia! Where is that little bastard?" That's pretty much what you hear, and then some shuffling. And then after that, you hear the sound of the lighter boot steps that you can pretty much assume are Sabina running directly away from you, going towards the jail door. All right, so you have Loretta. She just goes, no, I can't leave. She just sounds very, very confused. She's kind of not doing much of anything, but she has not thrown you off or anything. She's just sitting there being confused. And then we go back up to the top and Zika.
All right, I am pushing Loretta on our way.
Okay, so it's a small area, so you pretty much know if you go in a direction, you should be able to get out of there. And when you should give me a perception roll, disadvantage, though, just to try and dart directly through the door.
Wow, I rolled the same thing for both dice, and that is going to be a 22.
Oh, well, that's really good. All right.
16 on both dice.
So your eagle ears, or your eagle senses, or whatever, eagle is really not appropriate when you're talking about things that aren't requiring sight, but you are able to dart out into the hallway, and as you get out of the door, you are going off to the left towards the hallway that you came down with the storeroom. And as you end your movement, you'll be right at the edge of the fog, and you will see just a clear shot down to that area. So you have a clear shot to make your way out next turn, provided things don't change. Kiernan.
I am going to start making my way out the door if I can find it.
Okay. Well, luckily for you, you are actually in the doorway. Mm-hmm. You haven't moved out of the doorway. So what I'll do is I'll give you a roll to avoid running into someone. Are you just trying to basically do the same thing that Zika is?
I think so. Actually, if I can run into Grelb, that would be preferable, but I, you know.
Okay, or you're trying to basically push Grelb out of the way or something? Okay, so this is what I'll do then. It's going to work like an unarmed attack against Grelb.
Okay.
Just to push him. So go ahead, and it's going to just be an attack at disadvantage.
Yeah, I won't make it.
All right, so are you moving out of there, or you just...
I'll move out, and I'll say, Grelb, run.
Okay. Are you saying that in your voice?
Yeah.
Okay. Grelb, and he says, I think she's going to get reinforcements. I'll cover your escape.
Not leaving without you.
Don't worry, nobody's seen you. And then he sounds like he goes running off. Kiernan, as you get out of there, you will see the other guard coming behind you guys, out from where Grelb was, just running out of the fog. So he will get out of the fog at the end of his turn, and he sees you three running down the hall.
Okay.
So Loretta is still very confused. She's having trouble keeping up because she's still very exhausted, so her movement is super reduced. At this point, Zika, you're kind of dragging her along. You're about the same size. So back up top, we go to you. If you're dragging her like this, you're basically going to have trouble running any faster than normal movement.
Right. Where is everybody clustered? Like, are they past me? Are they about the same point as me?
So you and Kiernan are within, like, touching distance. There's a huge fog cloud at the other end of the hall. There's one Claudian guard who is running in your direction. This guard will be able to close with you next turn. You don't see Grelb at all. You're basically about two rounds of regular movement away from where that corner is, where the storeroom was.
Okay.
It's going to be tricky.
All right. So I am going to cast Entangle, basically like leading right up to in front of me so that everyone behind me try not to get, obviously, Kiernan. At least the guard should be caught up in it and buy us some time, hopefully. Okay. And also I'll kind of stumble forward like a couple of feet with Loretta.
So then Kiernan, we are at you.
All right. Has the Entangle happened yet?
She just cast it. When that guard goes, he'll have to deal with it.
I'll turn to Zika and say, get her out of here. And I'll spin to face the guard coming at us. So I'll pull out my short swords and wait.
So that guard is going to make strength save. Okay. He rolls a 1 on his strength save, which is technically a 2, but it doesn't really matter because he fails. So vines come out of the ground, through rock and even out of the ground itself, and grab at the feet of this guard who is stuck, shouting, they're getting away, they're getting away! And we get back up to the top to Zika.
We'll go heading to the exit.
Okay, you'll be able to get there at the end of this turn. Kiernan, so that guard is entangled, not much he can do.
I'm just gonna follow them.
Okay, so you're-
Smile just a touch because Zika's spell worked and then I'll run.
Okay, so. We're going to break out of combat for a second here. So as you guys get around the corner, you're going to get up to some stairs. And when we get up to the top of the stairs, you're going to basically be in the area that goes to Brenna's office. And then to get out, you'd have to go back through the courtyard. So what's your plan here?
Plans went out the window a long time ago.
I know. So what are you going to do?
Quick, in here. And I'll go into Grenna's office.
So when you get up to the top of the stairs, you run over to Grenna's office.
And is she in there?
Get to the door, and she is not there, and the door is locked.
Okay. I don't have any tricks for this.
You have keys, though.
We have keys?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, we have keys.
She gave you a key. So using that key, you are actually able to get into her office.
Okay. So I'll get us inside, close the door, and lock it.
Alrighty. So now...
Well, I mean, obviously I'll wait for Kiernan to come in, too.
Right. I'm assuming you're all getting in the office. Okay, so you guys are all in Brenna's office now. So now we're going to go back to Razor. Razor, you get to the temple, and it's all kind of business as usual. There's a couple of guys out tending to the outside entrance, the shrubberies and stuff that are out there. just, you know, business as usual.
All right, I'll get out of the carriage and proceed in quickly.
Okay, so you rush into the forge, you get through the main doorway, and as you get in, you notice there's no one in the main area. Like, the whole place is empty. If you go down and look towards out to the big open courtyard, it looks like there's a drill going on, but it looks like the dwarves in the drill are not drilling, but are just kind of milling around in a group, and there's a lot of talking. Something is happening.
I'll approach those that would be drilling that I may know and might have a decent opinion of me.
Okay.
As opposed to Umir's lackeys.
Yeah, you're able to grab one of the acolytes there.
What is happening? Where's Umir?
He ran out of here just a minute ago. Somebody came down here and told him that there was some kind of disturbance going on down in the cells in the storage area. I think they said something about the Legate, and he just bolted out of there.
Where's Grenna?
You know, she was here a little while ago. I don't know where she is. Some people came here who were delivering something, and she went with them probably to take the delivery, I guess. I don't know.
All right. Well, thank you.
Yeah, sure.
Can you really be drilling?
Yeah. Hey, guys, let's get back into formation until they need us, I guess. I don't know. None of them really listen to him, and they just keep gossiping.
Right.
But, yeah. I mean, you want to get them back into drilling formation, you certainly can.
Yeah, no, I think I'm going to go down and try to see what's going on.
All right, so you rush down towards the area where they are. To get down there, you will pass Grenna's office.
Okay.
And as you're heading towards Grenna's office, you notice the door is closed.
Okay. I will knock. Grenna?
Is it safe?
As it ever is.
I'll quickly open up the door, kind of yank Razor in, and then close it again.
Okay, you're there in the office.
You guys may want to get the hell out of here now.
Ralba is still down there.
I'll try to deal with that.
And we don't know how to get out of here.
If we have something to put Loretta in, I can disguise myself.
You can be Grenna.
I could be Grenna, yes.
Like maybe like some of Grenna's robes, something that we could throw over Loretta.
Looking around her office, you will see there's a robe, basically like a cloak you'd go outside with, and you see a big bag. It's full of books. You probably could fit Loretta in that bag. However, Loretta is sitting in a corner, kind of all balled up, and as of right now, she's almost catatonic.
It might be perfect to put her in this bag right now. I know it's a terrible way to transport someone, but maybe the only way.
I don't have a better idea.
Hey, Pat, lesser restoration. It says it can get rid of one condition afflicting it. It can be blinded, deafened, paralyzed, or poisoned. So I assume that doesn't apply to exhaustion.
With lesser restoration, you can get rid of one level of exhaustion. She right now is, I believe, at 3. It won't hurt. Exhaustion is tough. I mean, you just never really want to get exhausted.
I will approach her and it's like, I can help a little bit. Hold still. And then I will cast Lesser Restoration on her to remove at least some of the exhaustion.
Okay. She definitely looks a little bit better.
And how is she on hit points?
I gave her some healing.
She's basically healed up to about as many hit points as she currently has. And her hit points total is down.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry. She was at 4 levels. So actually, you will get her up to the point where her hit point total actually is now her normal hit point total. So if you give her more healing, that will certainly help.
All right.
She basically has disadvantage on everything and her speed is half, but she's a little bit more with it. But however, when she sees you coming towards her, she starts to freak out. Get the fuck away from me. You started all this. You're why I'm here.
I'm so sorry. I had no idea. I did not know.
I don't even know. How the fuck are we going to get out of here? They're everywhere.
Relax.
We'll get you out.
We have a plan.
All right, so you're going to need to give me a persuasion. However, since you're being assisted by other people, you could do your persuasion roll at advantage.
Oh, well, that's good. 14.
All right, she's no longer actively trying to fight you. What's the plan then?
The plan is, I got you into this mess, I'll get you out of it. Let me heal you as much as I can. And then my friends here will escort you out, and I will prevent them from coming after you.
All right. Okay. Sure. So you take some time healing her up.
Well, she'll get 7 hit points and the lesser restoration.
Yep. Okay. All right. She's in better shape. She's still going to have trouble doing most stuff, but she's, you know, she's as good as you're going to get her right now.
I can do another lesser restoration as well.
Yeah, that will actually help.
While they're all busy doing that, I'm going to go off to the other side of the room and do my thing.
What are you changing back into?
I believe I'm going to be Grenna.
Oh, right. Yes, yes. Okay. Alrighty. this is fun. Okay, so you heal up Loretta. I'm assuming you're just going to put her in the bag and get ready to leave.
Yeah.
I think so.
Okay. Do you get ready? You have everything ready. You're Grenna now. You throw her jacket on. You throw the bag over your shoulder. And as you go to open the door, you hear the door unlocking.
Oh.
And the door is going to open. So you have a split second to do something before the door opens.
I'll pop behind the door. So when it opens, I'll be covered by it.
Okay.
I'm ducking behind something too. Okay. Behind the desk.
I will actually just sit down like I've been waiting.
Okay. Alrighty. So the door opens and it is Grenna. No, you're here?
You
can't be here. And then she looks over and she will spot Zika because there's not a lot of places to hide. Oh my God, are you all here? And then she closes the door and she sees another Grenna. Standing there with a bag.
They were just about to leave.
Okay, listen, things are real bad downstairs. They have your goblin friend, and Sabina is losing her fucking mind. Pardon my...
Things are bad. How many people will follow you as opposed to Umar?
I mean, I think I have a pretty good... Are we doing a coup right now? Is this a coup?
Wait, what?
I need to know. I need to know if that's an option.
Right now, I say I maybe have it to about 50-50, and that's being real liberal. But if you go, look, if you guys just duck out of here now, I can cover it. I can cover you.
What's going to happen to Grelb?
I don't know. The Claudians will probably work him over.
He's a member of my entourage.
Yeah, but nobody knows that. He's a member of your entourage as of, like, yesterday. I'll deal with it. I can get him out of this. He's a delivery guy. He saw something going on. He reacted.
That's true.
They don't know. But all I know is that Umir is really unhappy right now, but I don't think he knew any of this was going on.
I hope not.
All right. This isn't going to cause you any... You'll be safe.
I don't know anything about anything. It's fine. It'll be fine. Just go.
All right. Good luck.
And she points at you, Kiernan, and goes... All right, people are going to see me, so you got to be somebody else.
Okay.
I'm going to go deal with this. As soon as you're ready with that, just go. And then Grenna will leave.
Okay. I guess delivery guy number one.
All right. Okay, so you turn back into delivery guy number one. You, following in Grenna's wake, you are able to make it through. She goes directly towards the courtyard and starts getting everyone's attention. And you guys are able to kind of go around that area and girt the courtyard without anybody noticing you. You have the front door in sight. Just to throw this all together, we have Razor, we have Kiernan as delivery guy, we have Zika as Zika.
Actually, I'm using my second wild shape for the day to turn back into a mouse.
Okay, so you're in a pocket.
I have my cloak over my head and my head down.
Okay, obviously delivery guy's holding a bag. You've evaded everyone. You get out through the main entrance. You're heading out of the temple, and you are pretty sure you've made a clean escape. And then all of a sudden you see, coming towards the forge, a seemingly massive group of halflings. Yelling and screaming and shouting. And we'll see what happens in 2 weeks. What gonna happen next? Who knows? Everything's insane right now, but you guys did a great job.
What just happened?
Pretty sure I'm going to get burned in effigy, but you know.
Who knows? A lot of things will get resolved next episode, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Until then, we'll see you.
Cheers, everybody. Good.
Bye.
Stay safe.
You can follow Architects of Entropy on Facebook. You can also email us at entropypod@gmail.com. That's entropypod@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.